This episode of the Regstick Podcast, sponsored by El Rio Grande Mexican Restaurant. If you're looking for authentic home-style Mexican food and the best margaritas you'll ever salt your lips with, go see our friend Raul Urdiales and the fun-loving staff at Baton Rouge's oldest Mexican restaurant, El Rio Grande. 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's.
Welcome to the Regstick Podcast. Today's guests are Sonny Weathers of Sonny's Disposition fame and special guest comedian Mike Honoré. Now, here's your host, the Regstick's comedian-in-chief, Jeremy White.
Douches?
Yeah, douches. Hey, no, deuces. Is that what you were saying? Deuces.
No, right. It was douches.
It was douches? Douches. Oh, okay. Hey, welcome to the Regstick Podcast. I'm Jeremy White, your host. We're over here at El Rio Grande, 8334 Airline Highway, just north of Florida, across from Frank's. The voice you heard just now, that was a...
Sonny Weathers. Nobody Sonny Weathers. Gives a shit about he's, me. Let's get to the real
he's,
man of the
he's
hour.
He's back from
Nobody
his vacation, back from his cruise. And that is Mr. Mike Honoré from Delete Comedy and the Family Dinner. How are you, sir?
I like how he gets a little ghetto. And they're like, Mike Honoré.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should have heard me say it before Mike got here.
Yeah.
I only heard it twice. I can't every other word before that.
Yeah.
I was flinching.
It is.
Yeah, I said flinch, not lynch.
So. Yes, yes. How's the world treating the guy who looks like Suge Knight but isn't Suge Knight, but everybody likes to remind you that you look like Suge Knight?
It's okay. As long as I'm not actually behind bars.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
You do look like you're wearing a prison jumpsuit.
I do.
Yeah.
The scrubs
always look
like that, though.
Yeah.
It's comfortable. I don't care what to say. Like, oh, scrubs. Prison can't be that bad.
I wish I could wear scrubs everywhere. Every dude wearing scrubs looks like an inmate.
Yeah.
Every woman.
Wait, I haven't even been on yet?
Yeah, now we're on.
Ah, Tricks, you missed all the fun part. Hi, everybody. I'm here. Part.
That's Mike Honoré.
Hi. Sorry.
Every man wearing scrubs looks like a convict. Every woman wearing scrubs looks like somebody I'd like to fuck.
Yeah.
Because no matter how big she is, like, you got a nice ass in scrubs.
It's hard to look bad in scrubs, I'm going to be honest.
It is.
I worked at hospitals.
Because like that. The ass looks good and she looks cozy.
I know. It's like you're comfortable enough for me to peel those off of you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Like, I know like she that. Probably ain't wearing underwear under there. I've seen enough porn.
Yeah, I know VPL and you have none. And that's great. I can't believe you're actually helping people who are sick with no underwear. God bless you. That's how you help people.
Yeah,
that's how you
walk out slowly.
Yeah.
I just take my pulse and just ease them things down.
Yeah, you can take my pulse where it's the most active right now. Just put your hand down there.
You can talk all the shit you want about Obamacare. This is awesome.
I love them. Scrubs are great. I mean, they don't accentuate anything on the dude. I just look lazy and they're comfortable. Ladies, women's scrub shopping, though, is fantastic. If I buy them, I'm like, I need pants at the top, period. Theirs are like, I need it cut in a certain way. I need the pants cut. Like, I have, a tight through the thigh, but a little looser in the calf. It's a ton of women's fits.
The guys, you're just like, I just want loose in the everything and not polka dots.
Right. Can I get a solid color and lazy?
And,
that's what I want.
And can I get a purple and gold cap?
Yeah,
purple and gold cap.
That's it.
Look, I've never even been in a hospital. I've never even worked in a hospital, and I got like a purple and gold scrub cap.
Yeah.
Just because I was too lazy to keep fucking redoing my bandana.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I found that shit on Etsy. I was like, sign me up for this.
Yeah, it's already done. You just have to tie it in the back.
Yeah.
I used to wear mine backwards when I would thug it out sometimes walking around with the bow to the front.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say it and like it hanging in your face.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That too. I did all that. But
what color was it?
I do that too.
Was it red or blue?
Man, I can't talk about colors.
Come on now.
I mean, it was hospital green. That's what it was.
Oh.
Dirty scrub green.
What gang is that?
Man, the people with jobs gang.
Not a lot of crime in that group.
Uh-uh. No.
Just a lot of work going on. Just not a lot of crime.
But a lot of stabbing.
It is a lot of stabbing.
Needles.
Scalpel cutting.
Scalpels and needles.
Tiny stabs. It's little stabs with little needles.
But stabs that are good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. You obviously never had a cortisone shot if you're talking about little needles.
Not all the needles are little. Yeah. Like cortisone shots, penicillin shots. Like people who've had STDs, I've just never had one. Lucky me. Wink. But the ones you have, they're like penicillin shots burn.
More than when you pee?
Well, probably not that much.
Well, So, funny story. I've actually never had an STD, but I dated a girl and she was sick. And the first doctor she went to told her, I think you got an STD. And she should have fucking sued him because she didn't. He was wrong.
Really?
But she was like, what the fuck? I got an STD. And she was like, I must have got it from you. And I was like, no, bitch, you the hot one in this relationship. If anybody's fucking around, it's you.
I'm just catching the tail end of this.
So,
tail end.
Tail.
So she was like, well, you got to go get tested. So I go to the, and in the meantime, she was going to go see another doctor. So I go over there, and the doctor goes, all right, I can either give you the test, or I can just give you the shot. And I was like, oh, all right, what's the test? And he pulled out like a fucking foot-long Q-tip.
The dick swab.
Yeah, he pulls out. It's like a giant, it's like a straw-sized Q-tip.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically tells me, I'm going to put this in your dick hole.
Oh,
all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. All no. of it.
And he goes, and then, you know, we'll run the labs, and then you'll probably have to get a shot anyway. And I was like, or.
You can just get the shot.
Yeah. I was like, fuck, I'll take two shots. You can stab me in each thigh.
As long as you don't do it in my dick hole, we're good.
I was like, and where does the shot go? And he was like, you know, right, you know, lower ass area. I was like, good, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take it in the ass if I need to.
Like, you can stab me almost in the butthole.
Yeah.
I just don't want anything in my dick hole. Like, that's it. Wait, you mean you're going to stab a fucking chimney sweeper, pipe cleaner in my dick hole, or give me a little needle to the butt? Yeah, yeah, we're good. Do that twice.
It's been 14 years, and just retelling that story, I got a little queasy just now.
God, Lord.
My dick just started hurting. I was like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Two shots, please.
The long Q-tips story reminded me of the guy who owns our gym was a Navy SEAL, and he talked about when he
He's got really deep ears.
They touch in the middle.
When he was in San Diego, they went out for like a mile or 2 mile swim. It was the day they were going out for a swim.
Right.
And it was out in San Diego.
It's crazy that they called it that.
Yeah. So they go out.
Wink, wink.
They go out and they walk out to the beach and there's this smell. And everybody's like, what the hell is that smell? And the guys in charge, the petty officers in charge, the chiefs are like, get in the fucking water. Go to swim. It's like, all right. So they go and they swim 2 miles. Well, come to find out, that smell was a huge sewage leak from Tijuana that had happened that night.
Fuck.
And so they
swear. That is the epitome of sewage leak.
Yeah.
That is Tijuana, which is a sewage leak itself.
Yeah.
Leaking.
Yeah.
I had a hooker one time named Tijuana Sewage Leak. I think that is an STD.
That is the old Tijuana sewage leak.
The Tijuana sewage discharge. That's what happens after you get the Tijuana sewage leak.
It's not even a discharge. It's a leak. A discharge is a little slow. Look, this one is just volcanoing out.
Did it look like chum?
The water was brown. It was brown.
I bet it was.
Tijuana. I feel like everything in Tijuana is brown.
Everything.
From the water to the people.
Exactly.
All of it.
If you look at old black and white pictures.
In the show.
Exactly. Everything is
you
brown.
Look at old black and white pictures of Tijuana, somehow they're sepia.
Yeah,
they are.
That's a joke for you photo lovers out there. Hashtag that on Instagram.
So they go and they swim.
Filters.
So they swim for 2 miles in this Tijuana sewage-laden Pacific water. They come back in. Surprise, surprise. Some of the guys get cellulitis.
Right.
Medical, you know what that is. Mm. So one guy gets cellulite.
I think I got that on the back of my thighs.
Yes. One guy.
Cellulite ass.
Yeah.
Cellulitis, one guy gets cellulitis on his balls. And his balls, like, swole up really, really big.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the medic to take care of this.
Right.
And Q-tip with the blunt side you were talking about that the doctor holds on to as he sticks it down your pee hole. Apparently the doctor flips it around to the blunt side.
You ain't flipping nothing on my dick.
And then he
here.
Stabs the guy in the balls with the blunt side, and all this shit just gets pressed out.
Like out of his dick hole, or
out
like
of
he
his,
cut a hole
out of
in
his balls.
Dick.
He popped a hole.
He poked a hole in it like he was traking his nuts.
He traked his nuts.
Bitch.
He traked his nuts and then squeezed.
Just be quiet. Can we be quiet for a second?
He'd have to hire Simon and Simon. His wife would have to hire Simon and Simon because that motherfucker would have disappeared.
Oh, yeah. he's He'd have found pieces of him all throughout the Tijuana discharge.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard enough. But at the same time, you do have to appreciate the surprise of it. Because if you're preparing to get, like, the cotton end in your dick hole, it's a whole nother layer. Mm-hmm. It's a whole nother realm of preparation to be like, all right, I'm going to stab you in the nuts.
With a blunt instrument. Yeah. with a flat stick.
You think like if somebody was asking you about that, you'd be like, hey doc, how about you just put a needle in there instead and just like suck it on out there?
No.
Just,
yeah, why are you gonna just like you just that's like an asteroid hitting the earth.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Plop.
Like, just, you gotta have some fucking damn flashbacks from that shit.
Bro, that's PTSD like a motherfucker.
Wakes up in a cold sweat holding the fucking Uzi.
Yeah.
The Uzi is his dick because it's oozing.
He got his wife by the hair and a knife to her throat going, macho, macho. What?
What'd you say, Charlie? Huh?
That was the doctor's name. Charlie Machow.
Charlie Machow.
Get out of that little hidey hole you in there.
Oh, shit. Jesus.
Oh, God. My balls hurt.
Yeah, that'll hurt. So speaking of medical issues, you've got a wrist issue and you're going to see somebody next week?
I do. I go next Tuesday. To get a professional opinion, because from everything I read, I'm pretty sure I know it's a cartilage problem, mm-hmm. cartilage tear in my wrist.
Yeah.
But the problem is, it really fucking hurts.
Right. Yeah.
And like I have a high threshold of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Just as background, I did this helping Jeremy's mom move.
Yes.
And then. I waited like a week to work out. I gave it a chance to rest, you know, heat and ice.
And you wore that awesome wrap you found on the internet, which was really cool.
Yeah, and it does. It helps.
What was the name of it again?
Wrist wrap, something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it helps a lot. But the problem is like, since it still hurts, and I'm still, now I have like a big full brace on.
Right.
And it's not, this doesn't actually give me better support than the little wrist wrap.
Yeah.
But what this does do is it keeps me from fucking doing shit.
Right. It stabilizes.
It immobilizes you. Yeah.
So the wrist wrap will actually let me do things without hurting.
Right.
But the problem is you're not fucking fixing it. You know, it's not getting any better from that.
No.
Because I'm still like picking up computers and printers.
You're supposed to immobilize and rest it.
And doing a lot. You know, I started lifting again today. Right. And then I had to help somebody else move Sunday. Mm-hmm. So it's just not getting better. And I need a professional help.
Right. Yeah, it gets to a point where it's like, I can't, ice ain't helping, relaxing, resting ain't helping. May need to get cut on or at least somebody to see what I need to do.
Yeah, and especially since, you know, my boss, he, and see, this is, you know, I've been trying to be a nicer person.
Mm-hmm.
So my boss hurt his wrist. And everybody else is making, you know, the, oh, how'd you do that? And doing the old jerking off. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hadn't heard that joke 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So everybody's doing that kind of shit. And I was like, man. You don't want to fuck around with a wrist injury, you know. You need to go to the doctor. And he put it off and put it off, and then he hurt it again. And I was like, man, you really need to go. And finally, you know, he went to the doctor. I was helpful. I was supportive. I didn't make a joke. He ended up having to have surgery on his wrist because the tendon was torn.
What?
And so, like, I was like, oh, you know, I told him about rehab from whenever I had my elbow surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens to me? Oh, now I fuck up my wrist.
Right.
You know, you try and be a nice person.
Yeah.
And that's,
sometimes karma is a bitch.
And sometimes karma is just an asshole.
Yeah, karma, hey, wait for doing that for that person. But you know what you get in return? The same shit he got. It's like a bad genie wish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, speaking of karma and risk. You're
still being positive, though. Still trying to be a fucking good person.
At least you didn't sue somebody like a 12-year-old nephew.
Yet.
Give me time.
I don't know if you saw today. This is being taped on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. A woman in Manhattan, a Manhattan woman, was suing her 12-year-old nephew who allegedly broke her wrist during a hug 4 years ago when he was 8.
All right.
Sued him for $127,000.
See, that's how you know fucking Manhattan needs to get hit with another meteor. Like, if people got enough money that you could sue an 8-year-old.
That's what I'm saying. That's the
for
shit.
For 6 figures.
She knew how much. Like, she knows he has no money.
Yeah.
She knows how much her sister or brother has.
Yeah.
So she's trying to extort money from her siblings.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like, bitch.
Yeah. It happened. Apparently, it happened 4 years ago. The kid, it was his 8th birthday.
Well, he was 8 at the time. Oh.
Eighth birthday. So at his birthday party. loved his aunt, ran up to her and hugged her enthusiastically. And I don't know, she fell or whatever, but she broke her wrist.
Okay.
Is this kid fat?
Maybe. I don't know.
And just do a little heavyweight coming at her.
So Jennifer Connell sued
Lee?
Young Sean Terrell.
See, that's
Terrell.
What I was thinking. Well, she must be on hard times. She's got a...
She's got a... Yeah. I'm suing my nephew.
I didn't get that goddamn nomination for the Academy.
Nope.
She claimed that the wrist injury made it difficult for her to walk up 3 flights of stairs to her Upper East Side apartment because she apparently walks on her hands. She has no feet.
Well, she's a circus performer.
She couldn't hold the rail.
And she had...
She has 2 hands.
And she actually put this in the legal document.
It's an old building. Okay. The rail's only for right-handed people, you know.
Exactly.
The correct hand.
She had...
Jesus' hand.
She also had trouble holding her hors d'oeuvres plate at a recent party.
And that's fucking embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
You know, what kind of poor white trash are you? You can't hold your fucking hors d'oeuvre plate. There's 2 spinach toasts on it.
I know.
Get your shit together.
If you drop a mini meat pie, you're just going to look bad for the family.
Exactly.
She wasted the caviar.
She said the kid was negligent in excitedly jumping into her arms and a, quote, reasonable 8-year-old would
I wish
know,
I could
would
sue
know better.
Somebody for love.
Oh, you know what it was? It sounds like, because she said the kid jumped into her arms and then she fell. I think he hit her with, like, the old school Fez press.
Legs in the air.
Yeah.
Plop.
Legs in the air, just fucking body pressing. He probably
she tried to stop herself, hand down.
Ground and pound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. He loved his aunt, and she's suing him for love, because of love.
Yeah.
I wish I could sue people because of love. Like, bitch, you don't know what you're getting into.
Well, it only took 25 minutes for the Connecticut jury to say, fuck you, bitch. and they said no.
But see, here's where she fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
She just names the 8-year-old. Or 12, but 8 when it happened.
Right.
What she should have done is you got to name more people than that.
And she's 54, by the way.
Okay.
You got to name more people than that. Like, in my lawsuit for my wrist injury.
Yeah.
Forthcoming.
Yeah.
Not only am I naming Jeremy Needy.
Right.
And my mom.
I'm also naming Jeremy's mom because it was her house.
And the Enterprise truck that we rented.
The Enterprise truck that we rented because I had to go in and out of that.
If you can get a corporation in there,
we got to sue Enterprise.
Probably going to put Greg Merriweather in the lawsuit.
Because he actually helped move some stuff in
there. No. See, that's the problem. He showed up late.
Yeah.
So if he had been there earlier, I wouldn't have had to do all the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. Part of my suit is also going to be that Jeremy's mom probably could have made him a little stronger in his childhood.
Yeah, but you're right. But like you're hitting all the main points
weak
you
genes.
Need for a good lawsuit. You got white people. You got old white people. You got a black dude. You
a
got a corporation.
Local celebrity.
A public figure.
Oh, no, we're not done
light-skinned
yet.
Light-skinned black dude.
I mean, a corporation like Enterprise.
Because
that's, you get them covered.
I'm also bringing in, since I still had, you know, at work, I have to lift up, like, heavy computers and printers. Mm-hmm. So now I get to sue the company that I work for, who shall remain nameless.
Well, I mean, what kind of computers do they have?
Dell.
There we go, Dell.
Boom.
HP printers.
Boom.
HP.
Those are also heavy.
Yeah. Carly Fiorina for president.
Uh-huh. Probably going to have to sue my sister-in-law because I had to move her also.
Oh, yes.
Since I'm suing Dell, now that they own EMC, I can say that if they had done that earlier and we had more cloud storage, I wouldn't have been moving them computers like that because we could have had a little small thin client.
Right, you could just had took some drives instead of moving full computers.
I'm telling you, this is
bank, you name
this
everybody.
Bank
exactly.
I'm telling you, if you get a high enough number and whittle it down to what you really want, let's
and
be honest.
Just to get some kids in there, you know, I'm going to have to, the nephew, because, you know, whenever I was moving furniture, I moved some of his furniture too. So that's how you get the cute kid angle, and I can beat this lady's 8-year-old with a 2-year-old.
Damn, Trump. That's how you do it. I see your 8-year-old
you're
and
right.
raise you a 2.
And Donald Trump, too, for no reason.
What? For every reason.
Well,
for America.
By the way, I was thinking about going to that topic next. Anyway, Donald Trump is hosting SNL.
That's why I did the segue. Mm.
Saturday. Thank you.
Nice.
Boom. First time that an active campaigning presidential candidate is hosting Saturday Night Live. He's hosted it before back in 2004.
Right.
Yeah, but Hillary was on there last Saturday. So
but that was just one skit. This guy is hosting the entire show.
It was a funny one.
It was
a great skit. It was a good skit.
Yeah, no, like, but side note, Kate McKinnon, just let her run the show.
Oh, my
her
God.
And Taryn
I love Kate McKinnon.
Taryn Killam's a great character actor. Kate McKinnon is everything.
Her accents are fucking unreal.
Oh, yeah, she nails them.
She is unreal. I love Kate.
They're
McKinnon.
So good, even if it's not accurate, you believe it.
You believe it.
Like, she's one of those where on SNL where you start, people don't do the real impression. They do the impression of the impression.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's what starts happening. Like,
when Tina Fey did Palin.
Right. Yeah. Also, like, when Daryl Hammond did Clinton.
Yeah.
Like, that's the Clinton people do is Daryl Hammond's Clinton.
Or Norm MacDonald doing...
Now they do Herb
Bieber.
Burt Reynolds and... Shit, the guy who ran Sean for president Connery. Back in the day.
Right.
I don't know.
Bob Dole.
Oh, yeah.
But like, even his... that's when you know you've nailed it. Because I always, as far as I knew, Ross Perot was the Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey. Yeah,
same thing with George Bush was Dana Carvey.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Just shibbity. Like, that's one thing.
GW was Will Ferrell.
Exactly. Yeah, and it was the worst impersonation, but that's the one that works.
Hey, yeah. All right.
It's true.
That's when you know you've done good enough. And even her impressions, like her Bieber is better than Bieber.
It is. Yeah.
Like it's.
She's got a bigger dick too.
Word. And she gets more pussy than that. Maybe close. Maybe close.
But yeah, so Saturday Night Live is going to be hosted by Donald Trump this upcoming Saturday. So you have a guy who has threatened to sue NBC hosting a 90-minute live show on NBC.
I don't believe shit.
What's the worst that can happen?
I don't believe shit of Donald Trump. Like, I think they got Donald Trump. They're like, dude, I need you out there to expose everybody else's bullshit.
It's all showmanship.
Like, who wants to be president when you're already rich? Like, you don't make money as a president. You just get your life ruined and you get old fast. That's it.
Yeah.
You're not getting paid. Who gives a fuck? He's just out there to be like, I'm rich. Fuck you. You're a piece of shit. I'm going to call you out and call you a pussy and watch you can't defend yourself and discredit you. Because that's what he's doing. Because like he'll talk shit like an asshole, and then these people don't want to come back because they're trying to be proper, but America still wants to see somebody like, be an asshole with him.
Mm-hmm.
So like he just shit. Like now these people are like, I don't trust that dude. He's a pussy. That's a real thing people think about him.
But I don't like... I don't even know who I would vote for. Like... As a Republican, there ain't really any of these Republicans I want to vote for. Yeah,
Pickens is slim.
Yeah.
And John Kasich?
And even you know, I voted Democrat before. There ain't fucking no Democrat I want to vote for either.
No.
Is Ron Paul running this time?
No. Jim Webb seems like a...
This would have been the fucking year for Ron Paul, because, boys, if there ain't
his son is running instead.
By default, these other people suck. You want to just walk up in here? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, his son ought to just be like, hey, Dad, let's give this one more go.
Yeah, you want to do it?
Because his son ain't got a chance yet. His son ain't got enough street cred.
Can we just be a Paul and Paul? Just Paul and Paul, 16? That's right now.
Then,
squared, 16.
I was going to say, your bumper stickers are even easier.
Paul just squared.
Paul.
Yeah.
You voting for my cousin? Yeah, I guess
Paul's cool.
You know what else they could do? They could also sub in other family members. Like if their campaign is just Paul, it could be like Demolition. Like, is it going to be Axe? Is it going to be Smash or Crush? Right. Like, I don't know who's coming out.
Yeah. It'd be like the New Day now, where it's just like we got Big E, or we got Kofi, and we got the other guy,
Kofi and Or
Kofi Kingston.
If you're real,
that'd be funny with Kofi and
if you're real old school South wrestling.
Yeah.
Fabulous Freebirds.
Ooh,
is it going to be Michael P.S. Hayes?
Ooh.
Terry Bam Bam Gordy?
Ooh.
I don't know. Who's coming out?
Yeah.
It might even be... I can't even think of the other guy's name. The other guy that nobody gave a fuck about because he wasn't
Bam Bam.
Yeah, he wasn't Bam Bam or
Michael Hayes.
Or Michael Hayes or Michael Jimmy Hayes Jam Garvin for a while.
Michael Hayes was like the Vince Neil of the Freebirds.
I mean, he was... Yeah, that was the whole
thing. That dude legitimately could sing, too.
Bad Streets.
Really?
Atlanta G.A.
Baddest Street in the whole USA.
Yeah, word. That's better than any shit Vince Neil ever said.
Shit, yeah.
The further down the block you went, the badder it got. Yeah, I know. I have that song. Yeah. I'm a fan.
Now. Oh, shit.
Bad Street, Atlanta, GA.
Da-na-na.
Bad Street in the whole USA.
Da-na-na. Bad Street, nasty and hot. Yeah. The further down the block you went, the badder it got. That's going to be a fucking... What you need to do now is just side by side us with them on YouTube, because there is a YouTube video of it.
Really?
Of them singing like at a concert.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Why can I not fucking remember that other guy's name?
Because you already remembered Michael Hayes and that's fine. Bam Bam.
But see, yeah, I like Michael Hayes and Bam Bam, but then they also brought in Jimmy Jam Garvin. Mm-hmm. Liked him too.
So we're talking about presidential candidates. Sorry, one of them is our governor, Bobby Jindal. One of the jobs one of the people that he appoints as governor is fire marshal. It's a pretty important job because a fire marshal can shut a place fucking down.
Well, yeah.
Just walk in and say, ah, fuck you, you're shutting down. You know,
party
almost
over.
Capriciously. Yeah. Well, the state fire marshal right now is a guy named Butch Browning.
Butch Reed.
I was going to say the natural?
Yeah, Butch Reed.
Buddy Roberts.
There you go.
Buddy Jack Roberts. All right, I'm sorry.
So if you go to Butch Browning's Facebook page, you will see, starting this week, you see a lot of congratulatory messages from people congratulating him for getting engaged. I know that's antithetical to you, Sonny. Why would you congratulate someone for getting engaged?
Okay, if that's their thing, man, do it.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, man.
Was there one congratulation notice that just said, "Damn"?
Damn.
See, that's an old school wrestling reference going
back
to whenever.
Doom now.
Doom.
We're talking about Doom.
Was Ron Simmons and Butch Reed. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they had Woman.
But originally it was Teddy Long.
And then I'm Woman sorry. Took over when they left Teddy.
And then Chris Benoit shot her.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. So, all right. So, Butch Browning.
I actually made a meme. It was a Chris Benoit. I never had the balls to put it out. Just because I don't think it represents me publicly.
Yeah.
But it's one I made, and I'll tell people about it. It's a picture of Chris Benoit on cover of People with his family.
Yeah.
And then it says, "This could be us, but you playing."
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
It doesn't represent me publicly, but like sometimes.
What did he say he did the whole suicide murder thing for? What was the reason?
He concussed as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh.
Many concussions, lots of steroids and pain pills.
Yeah, that was the real jumping point. People didn't take wrestling serious then, but that was like one of the first points of like, yo, concussions may cause a problem long term.
Yeah. Him and fucking he was the original. He was the Junior Seau of pro wrestling.
He was. Yeah. At least Junior Seau only took himself out.
Yeah,
right. And he had the good sense to be like, I'm gonna shoot myself in the chest.
Well, he tried before.
Save my brain.
He tried before too. He had he tried to wreck his car, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Junior Seau?
Junior Seau did. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, all right. Fun stuff to talk about.
As someone who's had six concussions that we know about,
this
makes me feel really good.
It does. So, all right. So, Butch Browning is engaged. Yay. Congratulations. On the other side, there is a dentist here in town that I know, and people in my family know, and are friends with on Facebook.
Braggart.
And there's a different side to this engagement, because apparently Butch Browning is engaged to this dentist's. Is it dentist's? The possessive of dentist.
Yeah,
the sister-in-law.
Oh, dentist.
Of this dentist.
Right.
That's a tough one.
Who is
so it must be the dentist's wife's sister if it's his sister-in-law, right?
No, it's a female dentist. Oh. The brother.
The lady was a doctor.
The lady. It's a lady doctor. Ooh, a lady doctor.
They got teeth down there?
Yeah. Sometimes.
That was a horrible movie.
So the sister-in-law of this female doctor is engaged to Butch Browning, state fire marshal, and the sister-in-law is still married to the brother of the dentist. Apparently, no paperwork, no court date, nothing.
I mean, there's no separation.
But they're separated, but nothing legal.
But
I
equal.
Mean, they're separated. That's what I'm saying. They're separated.
Separated.
And then she's clearly fucking this other dude.
They're separated.
Well, I mean, if you're separate, like,
look, here's the thing. If you want to fuck and date while somebody's still married and separated, fine. At least wait till some paperwork is filed before you say, well, we're getting married.
Let's slow down. Saying you're engaged.
Why the rush?
I mean, all right.
Seriously, what's the rush?
How far are we into this right now?
We're recording. We're 28 yeah. minutes.
We're okay. Okay.
Half a drink.
She probably doesn't anymore. So, who hadn't promised the girl, oh, yeah, we're going to get married, you know, try and get some pussy or some anal or, you know, whatever it is. Whatever well,
you,
it is she got, won't do.
You've gotten pussy at that point. Yeah, you're trying like, to get some anal.
Yeah, like if she won't fuck, you'd be like, yeah, we get married, and then she fucks. Or if she fucks and you want to hit the ass, you're like, oh, we're going to get married, girl.
No. Yeah.
And then, you know, next thing you know, you're in the balloon knot.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. This
are you woman, an anti-dentite? Is that what's
no,
going
I'm
on?
No, I'm not
here?
An anti-dentite. I love
gold, dentists. Jerry. Go.
The glass is round. The jar is round. You call it
round-teen.
It's gold, Jerry. I tell you. There's a picture of her on. I'm not going to post it, but there's a picture of her like at the Saints game when they had the pink towels, and she's got kids on either side. I guess it's her kids. They're holding the towels upright, and she's holding the towel upside down, of course.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this.
She doesn't seem all that bright. I don't know.
Could she get it?
Yeah, for real. I mean,
I'm going to pull up a picture. We're not going to post it online, but I'm going to show it to Sunny so that you can see.
No, I want to know of her get it worth as well.
Yeah.
All right, we're going
to. We need to know her get ability.
I need to know. Get ability is very important.
We need to know the
get ability. Because that's when you start really lying to people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that get ability? Oh, shit, I want to fuck her. I'm going to tell her all the lies.
Let's see if I can find a... where is this picture of her? I'll find it here in a bit. So, I think there's a picture of her.
If not the main pictures of her, the get ability might be
no. Yeah.
No, I think you could...
is there high filter content on these pictures? Because
no.
You know who looks awesome on Instagram? Me.
Me too.
No, there's no filter on this. Mm. There's no filter on this.
All right.
But... can you at least wait? I mean, come on. You've been appointed by a guy who's supposedly a family values guy. Here we go. You tell me if she can get it.
Fuck yeah, she can get it.
Oh yeah.
I think she
clearly.
Just, I think she just did get it.
Yeah, she just did. Fucking yeah, word. I get it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm engaged to her now. She and I are currently engaged.
You can tell she's got some hips there, but man, she, yeah. I mean,
hey, that's what I'm saying. Hey, make it public, y'all. Me and her engaged.
Oh. Yeah, that's.
I think her and Sonny, we're all engaged right now. It's a fucking party.
Oh, never mind. I don't want to ask my follow up question because you know these people.
Oh, sort of. I kind of know them.
Nah, I don't want to be.
No?
Remember earlier where I said I was trying to be a nicer person?
Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, you would think the easiest thing in the world would just be to be nice.
Oh, God, no.
It's so hard not to be a dick.
It is hard, man.
Because people just make you, it's like, wow, that was, you're stupid, and I need to treat you like shit.
Yeah. It's like, it's not as difficult in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Because in real life, I could just, like, just shake my head.
And walk away, yeah.
The worst is the fucking internet. Because I can't tell you how many times, like, I'll start to type something on Facebook and I'll be like, fuck it. Yeah. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
And then, like, and then I type it all up again.
I'm typing it. That's it.
I type it all up again. I'm like, fuck this. Where did my life go wrong?
But, I mean, why do you... Butch Browning, you're the fucking state fire marshal. He doesn't need to get engaged to get pussy. He can just say, hey, watch me shut this fucking place down. Yeah. And she gets wet.
Shut that pussy down.
Oh, you want to go up in a club?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Fire marshal, 100 of y'all got to leave.
Oh, y'all got to leave up in here.
Especially all y'all in VIP. Y'all get the fuck out first. I'll take it over.
Yeah, you don't need to go around trying to, you know, you're fire marshal, man.
He says, fire marshal, I'm here to inspect your hose.
I'm going to have to take all these hoses with me.
You think that's how he picked her up?
I would.
Could have been.
Hey, what do you do? I'm here inspecting hoes.
I'm going to have to give you a closer examination.
Boom.
And then you can expect my hoes.
Exactly. And the one who responds or cracks any smile, oh, I'm fucking you.
Yeah.
And that bitch with her upside down sign, she can.
Yeah. You're done for.
Yeah.
You're done.
But at least just wait till, like, some paperwork is filed. That's like... you know, the body isn't even cold yet, and you're already saying,
already fucking it.
I'm already fucking somebody else before the body's in the ground.
That's like the widow jacking a guy off in the funeral line.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so sad. Oh, my eye.
It's like, give it some time, bro.
Is that tear or jizz in your eye?
Both.
A little bit of both.
I don't know. It's salty either way.
So... but here's the thing.
I think their tears taste like bleach.
Do you get people? You get people when they hear this, including the dentist, who's the sister-in-law, equates it to polygamy. It's not polygamy because they're not married, but you're engaged to get married to a married woman.
Right.
It just sounds and seems really awful.
It's the paperwork. It's the paperwork. It's the problem. She's not with her husband. She doesn't give a fuck about him. She's moved on.
Hey, you know what it's like? Yeah. I always say, nothing ruins love faster than lawyers and paperwork.
True. But you would think that the guy in charge of enforcing occupancy restrictions would know that three's a club. Three's a crowd.
Oh, boy. That would have been so awesome if he hadn't fucked it up.
Yeah, no.
Do you want to pause and back that up?
I'm going to...
It can never happen. And...
Yep. Nope. Yeah.
That's crazy, right? That she's doing that.
You would think that the guy in charge of enforcing occupancy laws would know that... Three's a crowd.
Off the cuff. Oh, unprepared.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good. Okay, that was solid.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
If I didn't have this injured wrist, I'd high-five you.
You'd have thought you'd rehearsed that once at least.
I know.
I did rehearse it. Mirror, shirtless, trying to psych himself up with that joke earlier.
Slap yourself across the face.
The problem was I rehearsed it sober. I'm almost done with my El Presidente.
These have extra tequila today.
They do hit you quick.
They do hit you.
Bruh.
Yeah. Just brief humble brag about myself.
Okay.
So every cruise before this one, my alcohol bill for myself has been a minimum of 600.
I was going to say five. I had a five. Oh, yeah.
Just for me.
Just for you.
Well, yeah.
I've grown up. So this is nice being healthier, Sonny. Liquor bill for the both of us for this cruise, guess. Combined.
450.
$250. Mother bitch. I don't even know you anymore. That's impressive, dude.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
That's
I brought heroin. I brought heroin.
The heroin's pretty expensive, so I had to cut back.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, see, what it was is I didn't want to fuck up all these steroids I've been taking. So
that's legitimate.
Hey, you gonna play for University of Florida quarterback?
No, because over there, like, if you're taking real steroids, apparently you don't get caught. If you're taking some bullshit you found on Amazon,
that isn't fit for human consumption.
You could inject steroids in your ass in front of people. But if you take a weird pill you got up from China, then you're fucked.
Apparently, it's an S-A-R-M.
SARM.
SARM. Uh-huh. You can't spell SARM without arm. That's how you get a big arm.
It's a special androreceptor inhibitor.
Modulator or something like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so a lot of shit happened in college football within 24 hours.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. Let me give you kids a clue. If you want steroids, get fucking steroids.
Yeah. Get the real shit.
Get real testosterone. Yeah. You ain't got to get fucking D-ball or Wintrol. You can get some fucking tests, just some regular tests.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot it up. You know, 2 cc's, 3 cc's. You know, you ain't got to go crazy.
Yeah, don't go dumb.
And if you don't want to inject, get you some Anavar. It's a little lower dose. It's usually for women bodybuilders, but it's all right. Or get HGH. If you can get your fucking HGH, get you some HGH. If you're getting some shit that you found off Amazon, now don't get me wrong.
Right.
If you do find real steroids, you want to go on Amazon and get you some cycle support, like shit for your liver. And you know, some post cycle pills to get your body to start producing shit again. But shit like what he was taking, you might as well just be like, here's a magic sugar pill.
Yeah,
because the only supplement that works that isn't steroids or HGH is creatine.
Right,
with a lot of fucking hard work in the gym.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's working.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem is, you know, your wrist doesn't get stronger.
No.
There's no muscle right here on the side of your wrist.
No. No.
But
so there you go.
Use real steroids.
Inject them in your ass. Like, just if you're scared of needles, maybe it ain't for you. If you're scared of your balls shrinking, maybe it ain't for you. If you
small potatoes makes a steak look bigger,
huh, bruh? Yeah, that's the thing. I don't think a lot of people realize that. It didn't say it makes your dick smaller.
No,
it makes your balls smaller. Your dick's fine.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be swole with a bigger looking dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be cut.
But there's something to be said about a big old set of balls just swinging away, knocking her in the ass. Yeah. You know
what's never made me cum?
Hmm.
A girl touching my balls.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, yeah.
Does it feel good? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I never finished off.
Yeah.
With a ball job.
Yeah.
But when I get a handy, I'm blowing.
And how about this? Mm-hmm. Two balls in a mouth at once. What's better than that?
For, hey, if it's small enough, I can fit my dick and balls.
Yeah.
There we go.
You know what sucks? Whenever there's like one ball in her mouth and your other ball is just over there like, hey, what about me?
Hey, cold. Then like, what am I worth one cold ball?
And then she swaps. Well, now that ball is wet.
Yeah,
and he's cold and neglected.
Yeah, now it's like, yeah. That's like
a homeless left nut over here.
I have to go see Pat Shingleton for a fucking coat.
Like, like your other ball just fell in a lake during the winter and is just walking home.
That's what it's coats like. For nuts.
And that's coats for nuts, man. Yeah. You need to go see Pat Shingleton for a coat for your nuts. It's not getting sucked at that time.
Yeah, if you
can she hold it? Yeah. Does it feel as good? No, it doesn't.
No, not at all.
Put both my steroid trunk and testicles in your mouth.
Exactly. With my dick. With my dick? Did you say with my dick? Yeah. Oh, also, you can look at my cut ass abs.
Yeah.
How do you like that? How's that for a visual?
Put your nose in between abs 4 and 6.
Exactly.
Right there.
Boom. Now, who's sad? I'm not. You're not. We're all living a good
Everybody
life now.
Everybody wins. If you don't like needles, I'm telling you, Anavar. It's the way to go.
Okay.
I've been trying to hit the gym lately, too.
It's hard to find.
Sucks.
It's expensive.
That's a life tip right there from your old Uncle Sonny.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's it. Hey, it's real. Hey.
I could fucking get my hands on some, I would.
Yeah. But that's it. Yeah.
All right. There you go. So, I guess since we're talking about
small balls,
dicks and small balls. Right. So,
I think we just enlightened the world.
I thought that was going to turn into a family dinner promo. Speaking of small testicles, let's talk about the family dinner. Maybe we should just mention them, though.
We have going on a family dinner. And
family dinner.
Family dinner is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
what it
we've
is.
Been doing it a while, and we love when people come out. It's a lot of fun. We have
more. The closet?
Our next movie is coming up next month. It's Back to the Future.
Yeah.
We wanted to try and do it before the date in the movie, which was the 21st. We couldn't get it.
October 21st
is what's in the movie, right?
That was the actual true bona fide date that was on the dashboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we couldn't get it, so such is life. We'll move on. But we're doing it.
November.
November 6th. Yes, November 6th. It's a Friday. Starts at 7:30.
At the Manship Theater.
At the Manship Theater, the big theater. That's where we'll be.
That's going to be a fun show.
It's going to be fun. Like we're working now on the costuming. And such. Ooh. I always feel weird when we do these movies because there's not much costume for me.
You can play Chuck Berry.
I could be. That'd be great.
So he's the only black guy in the mayor.
Marvin Berry.
Yeah.
Marvin Berry.
Hey, Chuck, it's your cousin Marvin. Marvin Berry. They got this white dude here.
I don't know. You could get some white scrubs and put you like a long sleeve, just like a thermal shirt underneath it. And then get you like a SARS mask, and you could be Doc Brown in his fucking plutonium suit.
Oh,
that's not bad. That's
or you could play every terrorist coming to kill you.
I could just get not a hazmat, but like just a painter's suit and do that shit.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all. I could be one of the terrorists.
You could be all the terrorists.
I could be
coming
to
kill them in the parking lot.
I know you got a rocket launcher.
I mean, I do.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
And it's got to be on the back of a Toyota.
Talking about my penis.
It's got to be on the back of the Toyota. They have a Toyota. Yeah. Actually had to address an issue about why ISIS is so fond of Toyotas.
Back to the Future.
Was it those old school "I love what you do for me" ads?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot going on.
Absolutely.
I could be the mayor. What's the mayor's name before he was the mayor?
I want to say Slappy, but it's
some racist.
Yeah.
But acceptable in the 50s.
Yeah. Step and fetch it.
Fetch it.
Oh, shoe shiny or something like that. I can't remember.
Have I told you about if you look at the credits of Silence of the Lambs?
Okay.
If you look at the end of Silence of the Lambs, there's a scene where Hannibal escapes when they thought he was on top of the elevator.
Right, I know that. I know the
movie. Yeah. And Goldie Wilson.
Goldie, yeah.
I did look that one up. I had to look that one up.
So,
it was
what was the singer's name who did?
Chris Isaac.
Chris Isaac was one of the cops. There was also a black guy who played a cop in the stairwell and holding a gun while they were trying to go, find Hannibal. That cop in the credits, guess how he is credited?
How?
Lordy, officer.
Blackie McCoppy.
No, close.
Darky McScared cop?
Almost.
Buckwheat scared as shit cop?
Mm-mm.
Cop with eyes big like that dude in the boat in Caddyshack?
No.
Lordy Jesus.
Spooked cop.
Oh, Jesus. That could have almost been, if they just said spooked spook,
Yes.
That a fucking...
If, I guarantee you, look at it, go find the credits at the end of
In his defense,
you'll see spooked
was,
cop.
If he was really scared, then it's okay to call him the spooked cop.
Yeah, I think... but that's the thing, though. You could have... What did they call Chris Isaac? Was it just Chris Isaac? Give me a fun if they're like...
I forget.
Sexy
what,
cop.
I think he was actually... He had a speaking, yeah, he was, yeah, speaking role, so they actually named him.
Cop that talked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cop that doesn't want to fall in love.
Not the...
Oh, I want to get killed by Hannibal Lecter.
Was he officer not the... What? What? My mic cut out.
Oh, shit. All right. So, and August 24th. Speaking of dates in the future.
Reiterating it.
Just wanted to let y'all know, hey, that's not a bad idea. I really think we touched on something. Like, I think, like, people talk so much about how bad steroids are. It's like... Yo, we're talking about D and B in her mouth.
Yeah.
With cut abs.
And you know what?
As long as you don't have a bunch of concussions. Oh, I'm sorry, Sonny. You don't have to worry about a murder-suicide.
You know what? You know what? Like, if
she bites, you're dead anyway.
Yeah.
If I was in my fucking 20s now, I would be taking so many fucking steroids. Because now, like, you can go on the internet.
You wasted your entire life wasting your liver on fucking alcohol.
Yeah.
You could have killed your liver with steroids.
I could have destroyed fucking and been cut.
Come
There's,
on.
That's why you inject, because it's less risk to your liver when you inject. Ah. Pills or oral steroids are what fucks your liver up. Right. Not Anavar, though.
It's Anavar, man. I'm telling you.
I researched this. Right. But like now there's websites dedicated to it, mm-hmm. you know, where you can find out like, oh, this is how I should do this, and this is what I should do before and after. Right. Where like back in the day, when steroids were like the Wild Wild West, like Arnold Schwarzenegger... Like, yeah.
East German track team, women's track team.
Yeah. Right. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Oh, steroids were terrible. They must have ruined his life. Oh, wait. No, they didn't.
No,
he's fine. And back then, like, their motto was, oh, I got 7 bottles of steroids? I guess I'm taking 7 bottles of steroids.
They didn't know anything about cycling.
Yeah, they didn't. There weren't cycles. It was like, well, we got steroids. We're taking all the steroids.
More steroids equals more muscle.
Yeah, and there wasn't
who
any...
Who has 12 of these? I'm jamming them all in me.
Yeah, there wasn't any like, let's get your body kick-started making testosterone again. No, there was none of that shit. They were like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to keep taking steroids for the rest of my life.
It worked out for Arnold. Arnold made a kid out of wedlock and his own kids with his wife. Like, his shit worked fine.
And I'm telling you, he still has some steroids.
Oh, no shit, yeah.
I'm sure he's got a doctor prescribing them, and it's all legal and legit now.
Yeah, but he blew his shit out when he was young.
When you do that many, your body's not going to be making it again anymore after that.
No,
he's going to have to
He's got a
going.
Patch on his balls, at the least.
He's got an androgel shower.
Yeah. Just his gel.
You see a water tower next to his house, and you're like, what is that? You don't want to know, kids. Minutes,
yeah. That is $1 billion worth of androgel.
Yeah.
Keep the pregnant women away.
Yeah.
If you're pregnant, do not shower.
Yeah, don't walk near my fucking building.
No.
That's what happened. The maid tried to clean his shower.
Pregnant.
Slipped, fell on her ass. Pregnant.
That's how much testosterone and sperm are just fucking rolling out of Schwarzenegger constantly.
Just everything.
So.
He almost got Eddie Furlong pregnant.
He should have.
God. Maybe it'd have been some
fucking. He was adorable. Like that kid, he could have got it.
He could. Hey, no shit.
I'm not even gay, and that kid could have got it.
No, it's not even about gay. It's about I'd fuck that little pretty bitch. There's nothing gay about that. I'm sorry. That's just real.
Him, Joaquin Phoenix. What?
Yeah. No, not Joaquin. No, River
Rivers,
Phoenix.
Yeah.
River. Joaquin. Sorry. His hair.
Oh
lip,
yeah, he got that lip. Yeah, that lip. You can't let that guy blow you.
But River. Christ. River. Yeah, bro. I destroy it. It's too bad Jared would beat me to it.
All right, so August 24th next year, 2016, mark your calendars. We're making a road trip to Austin, Texas, University of Texas.
Are we going to shoot people in a tower?
No.
Well,
we're
fuck this trip.
We're going to, but it is related in that regard. And this was written by a friend of mine who's actually working for the Houston Chronicle, so she had fun writing it.
Braggart.
This is a perfect... Title for this is the perfect headline. Sex toy toting protesters unlikely to be penalized, school says.
I see what you did
Penal.
There.
Penalized.
For what would they do?
students at the University of Texas at Austin, are planning to poke fun at a new proposed gun law by strapping dildos to their backpacks, are unlikely to be penalized, school officials said Monday. More than 4,100 people have said they would attend the group, quote, strap-in, scheduled August 24, 2016, the first day of class for the fall semester, and just weeks after a recently signed law allowing more guns on campus goes into effect. You know, Jessica Lynn, who created the group, said the protest would provide a visceral way for people to speak out against the new law and call attention to the campus's obscenity rules, which she said would result in citations for the sex-toting demonstrators. So basically what they're showing is that you've got all this open carry stuff going on in Texas where people are going around trying to say, look,
you know, being in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can carry the
They're just
the
out there trying to Texas it.
Yeah. Texas got a Texas.
They have all these open carry demonstrators going on all over the place. They signed a law where they want to carry guns on campus. Not that they've never had any kind of history with somebody shooting on the University of Texas campus before.
Hey, but you know what? If I had had my fucking 50 cal, I could have returned fire. Yeah, yeah.
You would have taken them out, huh, Ben Carson?
If somebody would have had a sniper rifle on campus, hey, they could have taken that guy out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's real.
So, could have
saved lives.
Yeah, he didn't have the high ground. So
it doesn't matter if I got a sniper rifle, I can just fucking see him.
They're going to do the strap
in.
Need
a good vantage point.
Yeah. They're going to carry around the dildos openly on their backpacks, just hanging out.
Yeah, see, they say, like, oh, 41 people said they're going to do it. You know, just FYI, 4,099 of those people are just fucking with one guy. Just so one dude shows up with a
handful
dildo.
Of dicks in his hand.
With dildos all strapped to his backpack.
They already have people. They already have pictures of people doing it just out there.
That's
on
what
campus.
I'm saying.
Just already.
Why are they going to take another year? Do it. Just do it.
I don't know. They're waiting for the law to take effect.
All right.
And the first day of campus, which will happen like a couple of weeks after the new law goes into effect.
I'd do a little preemptive dildoing.
Do a little preemptive dildoing.
Hey, that's what gets you going. Saves me some time.
That's what I like to do every afternoon.
Saves me some time. Saves me tons of time. I can get back to doing some real shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's going to be
I can't wait until they have like butt plug day on campus.
Yes.
I'm already ready for that one.
I think they should. They do that, then they take all of them, tie them together in the middle, and just give everybody one good yank. On butt plug day.
Butt plug
just
day.
The loudest pop you've ever heard. Just staring.
That'll be the new. That'll be the new deaconitiation. That'd be the new initiation for the frats. Butt plug day.
How's that new?
Yeah, that's nothing new. Yeah,
that's true. Because,
yeah, the
that's
only
an
thing
old tradition.
The only thing new is that they use legit butt plugs instead of somebody's beer bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say other than one of the other fraternity.
Yeah, exactly.
So before we get to five questions.
For the human centipede.
Before we get to five questions, do we want to talk about Playboy no longer showing nudes?
I mean, whatever. Who? I haven't dealt with Playboy
in
years.
Is it still relevant?
Yeah,
I mean,
the internet exists, and it's movie
that's
pictures.
That's exactly why they're not doing the news.
But like, what
anymore.
Are they going to? That's the thing, though.
But they said they're still going to do sexy pictures, you know, because you can't find a picture of a bitch in a bra.
They're basically going to be Maxim.
Playboy never got me off. Hustler got me off. Penthouse got me off. Playboy was cute.
I like some Playboy.
I like. It depends. I like the celebrity Playboys.
I was going to say you put some
like a Cheryl Teague. You mean Cheryl Teague?
Or how about this? Girls of the SEC.
Okay, yeah. Those are fine.
Fuck those Big Ten hoes.
A specialty one, fine. Yeah. But the other ones are just like, man. But it, like, that's what you want to see a celebrity naked. That's what they're fun for. If you just want to see some puss, get the Penthouse.
Or just
serve that table.
There's internet.
I mean, like, if you're just dealing with strictly magazines, Playboy is irrelevant in the magazine realm. It's clearly useless in the internet
world. What magazine is relevant anymore?
True. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, people still ask me, why are you not printing anymore? Like, why the
Why would I? Yeah.
Why the hell would we?
Nobody cares.
You know, just say, hey, I'm saving the planet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm reducing my carbon
footprint. And a shit ton of money.
And so are the 5 million people that no longer subscribe to Playboy.
Yeah.
Saving the planet.
Exactly.
Goddamn ecologists.
I forgot Playboy existed for the most part because I found Pornhub. So.
X-Videos
dope too, yeah.
RedTube.
X-Hamster.
RedTube's fun, yeah.
Even though X-Hamster censors some of the searches I like, so fuck them.
Yeah.
So, this is five questions.
This is five questions. Yeah. Let's go to five questions, Will, shall we? Speaking of porn.
Yeah.
With no context, if you just see the term ATM. This one's going to you first, Mike. Mm-hmm. When you see the term ATM,
yeah,
what do you think of first?
Ass to mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. I mean, you
not
know.
Not automatic teller.
No, machine. That's a money machine.
Yeah.
ATM is ass to mouth.
There you go.
Yeah. Even if I'm at an actual ATM machine,
I want
to
see.
I still think ass to mouth, and I giggle while I'm paying $4 for my 20 bucks.
Exactly.
Well, who uses an ATM anymore besides Sonny? If I need cash, I go to Walgreens and buy like some bubble gum.
I do that too, but I mean, like, I go to Walmart if anything. But then they have self checkout, and yep. Using an ATM, I can just get a drink or whatever and just do that.
Yeah, I when I need cash now, I call JG Wentworth.
JG Wentworth.
I need my money. I need cash now. Yeah. And I use for some shows I do. You know, comedy where I get a check, I get cut some cash. I use it for deposits more than withdrawals.
Yeah.
Because that's fine. I just like somebody gives me a check for a show, just go fucking put it in the bank. I'm not going to try and cash it. Just fucking, so I can go at midnight after a show. And
they'll charge you for that shit too. Yeah, you try and cash a check at a bank, like,
yeah, no,
if they're like, oh, you Capital One? Exactly. Son, not over here. We exactly. Hibernia, bitch. $4.
You Hibernia again?
Dollar on 100, son.
Yeah, but I can just drop it in the deposit and just. There it is.
Yeah.
An ATM, that's fine, but yeah, it's ass to mouth. Yeah, clearly.
All right, second question goes to Sonny here.
Aha.
Which would you rather have? Which combination?
Pussy.
Great in bed and lousy in the kitchen, or lousy in bed and great in the kitchen?
I'm going to go ahead and say lousy in bed, great in the kitchen.
Right.
Because the worst orgasm I ever had, still pretty fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst meal I ever had, pretty fucking horrible.
You don't have to worry about getting food poisoning from fucking.
Exactly.
No, I think I go the same one, same way. I know how to get myself off. I don't care how much she sucks, but I can't cook a lasagna for shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Could be a fucking fat girl in a horse mask. I'm still gonna come.
That's
But you know what I don't want to do?
A fat horse in a girl mask. I'm still gonna come. All right.
But if you can make me some like biscuits and gravy and hash browns on a Sunday morning, you got my heart.
Right, as I wake up smelling that and you're not complaining about it, we can make this happen.
All right, cool. Back to you, Mike. Which would you rather endure, eating an entire meal at Arby's or watching half of a Lifetime original movie?
Which meal?
The worst meal at Arby's, like the worst.
So Arby's, anything.
Arby's, anything on Arby's.
I think I'd... Do I get curly fries?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the meal. The curly fries is the only thing that saves Arby's at all. Well, and it's still horrible.
I fucking love Lifetime movies. They are phenomenal.
No, I can't deny that they are amazing.
Like we watch them together in our house, and we're like, look at this dumb bitch. She's getting just what she deserves.
That's when you see it the right... That's when you watch it the right way. If you ever feel sorry for that bitch, then you're watching it wrong.
Yeah.
If you're watching it like, that bitch is stupid. She deserved to get smacked in the mouth. Yeah. That's right. She does.
If you... I watch Lifetime like it's Comedy Central.
It's funny.
And I was going to say, and unfortunately, I watch Comedy Central like it's CNN.
Oh, my God.
No, you're right. You're right. Like, no, this... You watch this like... Bitch, what kind of, that's when you know somebody well enough, or you've met somebody that you can have some kind of real thing with. When you're watching Lifetime, they're like, look how dumb that bitch is. You're like, I know. She's like, she deserves to get hit.
Speaking of, we also watch a lot of ID Network.
This
is completely off topic. ID Network. Has anybody that was just ever an asshole been murdered? Like, I know we talked about like how I want y'all to talk about me if I'm ever murdered.
Yeah.
But no, like... No bad people have ever been killed, according to any of these shows. It's always the greatest person ever. They were like, everybody in town knew Carol, and they all loved her. Like, I was behind two strangers at the grocery store, and they were talking about this great person they knew. And I was like, are y'all talking about Carol? And they were like, yes, you know Carol, too.
Can you believe she died?
Everybody knew Carol and loved her. And she just smiled all the time. Yeah. Like, just nobody was ever a dick.
Nobody
was ever like, hey, you remember Carl? You remember Carl? That dude would just murder puppies all night long and throw them at old people.
I'm so glad somebody finally shot him.
No, thank God. Thank God. I couldn't believe. Like, he was just punching kids in school all day long. Just walk into the school, punch him, and leave. Do that every day for 5 years straight.
He was 47 and didn't even work there. Like, why did they keep letting him in?
He didn't have a job. I don't know how he made his money.
The principal was like, this is Joe Clark. Get those chains off the door. Carl's here to punch a kid.
Go 12.
All right, so.
Next question.
All right, next question. Goes to you, Sonny. Who's having a worse week this week? University of Southern California or the University of Florida? Football teams, that is. In case you haven't heard, USC put their coach on leave and then fired him
at the end of
rehab because he showed up drunk for work and on the sideline.
You're Southern California. Fucking live it up.
I'm going to throw in a wild card, and I'm going to say the University of South Carolina.
Really?
The other USC, because not only was there the tragedy of the flood,
right?
Yeah.
Then they came to Baton Rouge, and then there was a second tragedy for South Carolina.
Yeah.
And then Spurrier, fresh off of his drubbing from LSU.
Yeah, dipped out.
And the memory of his 1996 perfect season being ruined by LSU, he was like, I can't even take this game anymore.
So his final game ever by the head ball coach is a home game in Tiger Stadium.
Yep. And didn't he want to come here too?
That's a kick in the dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel worse for him. But
the team sucked anyway. They only have two wins.
But you know who's
They might have four or five wins by the time the season's done.
USC
lost their first game Thursday night.
No, that was their second loss.
Was it?
Yeah, they were 2-2 now.
Oh, okay.
But still, like, I mean, being from South Carolina, you have to come here and play. You have to let everybody just. I don't like people patting me on my back and being nice. I don't like it personally. They're like, oh, there. Sorry for your tragedy back home. You're gonna come here. We'll be hospitable. Oh, we're still gonna beat the fuck out of you and send you back to your floodville.
Yeah.
So how's that feel?
So here's just a caveat on this too. You know who's having the best week ever?
Who?
Ed Orgeron.
Oh yeah.
Because. He can be like, oh, yeah, that's right. We beat USC. No, not that USC. The USC over there. This other USC, though, they wouldn't hire me because they thought this fucking junky asshole was going to be a better coach than me.
Right. Yeah, and they had a thing come up saying that Ed Orgeron, his name came up, and he's like, fuck those assholes. I ain't going back over there.
They thought more people should respond to stuff. Fuck that dude.
I'd like Ed Orgeron to open up an Instagram account just to post a 15-second video of him flipping off a poster of USC's football schedule while naked and helicoptering his dick.
Yeah. Or just pissing on it from top to bottom.
I love Ed Orgeron, man.
I do too. That dude's awesome.
I
liked him at Ole Miss. I thought they fucked up by getting rid of him there.
Yeah. He's a hell of a D-line coach.
He was a good head coach.
I don't know how he doesn't lose his voice, man. He is loud all the time. He's amazing.
All right,
so actually, we're going to have a bonus coming back to you. So going back to Mr. Mike over here, which gets you harder, an issue of Playboy or watching Leonard Fournette truck the entire SEC? He's on the cover.
Leonard Fournette.
He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Leonard Fournette.
Without his adult braces.
Yeah, but you know I love the braces because the braces are prepped for superstardom. Yep. That's the best part. It's like, oh, you're gonna be famous in a year when these things come off.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's true. Ready.
No, yeah, him.
When you're a millionaire, you're already gonna have a beautiful smile.
That's true.
You're gonna be right up. You're gonna be fucking Kardashians in no time.
Good point.
No, you're right. Like that's Leonard Fournette. Like the Playboy. Playboy is fun. Like at this point in my life, I look at Playboy like, oh, look, she's naked. Yeah. I like the quality of these shots. That's the age I'm at now. Yeah. But then I switch to the
real porn. You know what they need? They need a sepia filter on this.
Man, really? Man, I want these bitches to look old, West, gross.
I'd like to screenshot this and run it through Aviary on my phone.
I know. I got to go through steps now for it to be fine. But yeah, no. Leonard Fournette. Trucking the fuck out of people.
Okay.
How about just Leonard Fournette? He could be reading me a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, work. I mean, like
anything Leonard Fournette does.
I don't know. I don't want him reading.
That dude is awesome.
He might kill a boner. The New Orleans Yad accent. Like, yeah. No. I like to, I like to say, so what, 13 Cross, if we got a another name for a hammer. Like, what? Well, go run. All right. Cool. All right. That's good. Like, when he was talking, trying to sell his. Yeah. When he was trying to auction his jersey, like him, like, I am very sorry for the loss, whatever. I know what you have experienced in with floods and shit. So I just like to go ahead and say I'm an awesome
jersey. I don't like you talking bad about Leonard Fournette like this.
I do it out of love, and I do it out of because I can never be that amazing.
So. Yeah. Okay.
No, that dude. Okay. Yeah. I'd watch a game with him just running people over, jerking. I'd jerk off with his highlight film.
I need the Back to the Future car so I can go back to my 20s, and get steroids, and a college scholarship.
Yes.
Did you see the thing they put out, like his workout he has with his cop?
Mm-mm.
It's this like cop from New Orleans who's helping him out after Katrina, and it's this crazy, and just crazy workout he does, just like 1,000 sit-ups, and he does it like every day on top of his regular workouts he has.
Jesus Christ.
Like sit-ups, pull-ups, running, chains, just look it up. Like, I think there's kind of a list of it. It's the craziest thing ever. Like, that's why he's able to just run people over, and he's built like a bus. Like, it just...
Yeah.
He's conditioned his body
enough.
It's
not just genetics. He is working
It's genetics with insane work, so he cannot be stopped.
Yeah.
The craziest workout I ever saw was... who's the white guy played basketball for the good white guy basketball player that wasn't John Stockton recently? Nash?
Steve Nash.
Steve Nash. All I can think of is Kevin Nash. Everything's a wrestling reference in my head right now.
It always should be.
It was Steve Nash. He was standing on, it was a balance beam. So it's like a ball with a piece of wood on it.
Yeah,
and he's standing on the wood.
What's he doing?
And he was doing dumbbell curls and dumbbell, like alternating hand
say,
dumbbell presses
rope on that
while on the balance ball. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's staying perfectly still.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stabilizer muscles being recruited right there.
But that's insane. But yeah, look how they work. I was going to, I knew I can't do it, but I'm going to try that workout. So in the future, when I'm in shape, I'll be able to do it. And I read it and got winded.
All right, so last question. Bonus question. 5 questions with a bonus. Goes to Sonny. I don't know if you saw this or not, but apparently there's a 21-year-old girl from Florida who got arrested for drunk driving because she periscoped herself drunk driving, and she had all these people following her, and the cops found out about it, but they had no way to, like, it wasn't allowed on their official stuff, so one cop downloaded it, located her, and they pulled her over, and, like, 20 minutes. She's periscoping herself in her car by herself, talking about how drunk she is, trying to get home, and she finally got arrested. Which is going to happen first? On a periscoped suicide or a periscoped murder?
Suicide. I'm going to say suicide. Yeah.
I think people are vain. People are too vain more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're gonna take their own life.
They think people give a fuck away.
They're gonna do it out of wanting attention. Yeah.
And they don't have to deal with going to jail after suicide.
I say that it'll probably be. I don't think it'll be an actual suicide. I think it's gonna be one of those cry for help suicides. Like, I just took a bunch of pills and some whiskey or water, wine, and
liquid.
And they're gonna hope that somebody like downloads Periscope and fucking finds them and saves them. And they will you save my life?
And then they'll marry them and they'll be happy forever. No, but I want to see.
Meanwhile, it's gonna just be like, I took 8 Tylenols in a fucking juice box.
No, I want to see the person who does, like, if you're gonna do a suicide, right? It's got to be not whiny. It's got to not get attention. I mean, once you film it gets attention. But there's somebody who's just like, hey.
Yeah.
Just load a gun.
Yeah.
Click pop. That's it. Like, no bullshit. Just doing it.
But like you were saying, this chick, she filmed herself in portrait. So if you're gonna,
fuck her.
Like, and you see the little comments of the people following the post comments. Somebody takes the pills on this thing. Turn your phone sideways, bitch.
That's the world.
That'd be me.
You're like, don't worry. I'm going to turn this whole thing sideways.
I think I need to get Periscope, apparently.
Periscope.
I've seen it. I don't really deal with it too much. Howard does it. When he does shows and stuff,
I like Instagram. Sorry,
I'm starting
bro.
To dig
Periscope
Instagram.
Periscope is
now.
Live, though. It's right. Like right now, shit that's happening now.
A lot
now.
Of comedians now are using it when they're just doing sets and people are watching. But like, I'd get sad when nobody's watching me. Like, so what's the point? It's like, how many followers do I have?
You better have
zero.
And then you'd be like, oh, let me commit suicide on this.
Yeah. I'm crying for help. That's
you better
it,
have
like,
a fully. You better have a fully charged battery.
Oh yeah, it's gonna burn shit up.
And some data or a good Wi-Fi connection.
I got unlimited data.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I can blow this bitch up.
Well, this has been fun.
Hell yeah.
So family dinner, November 6th. Friday, November 6th.
Yeah.
At the Manship Theater.
Back to the Future spoof night, y'all.
Yeah.
BTFF.
Oh, real quick, by the way, here at El Rio Grande.
BTTF.
If you haven't liked the El Rio Grande Facebook page yet, do it. And did you know that you could have a chance to win a $100 gift certificate?
Tell me more.
A 50, or a 25. All you have to do is come over here to El Rio Grande.
All those are amazing.
Take a picture where it's pretty apparent that you are at El Rio Grande.
There's all kind of cool shit in here you can take your picture with.
Take a picture of you with your food. Just, it's got to be fairly apparent that it was taken here at El
Get
Rio.
Get you a Presidente margarita in that awesome Presidente margarita glass.
Yeah. Yo, that Presidente.
Raul would let you put on one of those crazy fucking Mexican hats over
there. Post your picture to Facebook and tag El Rio Grande. Whatever picture has the most likes by the end of Halloween night, October 31st, 11:59 p.m., $100 gift certificate. Second place, $50 gift certificate. Third place, $25 gift certificate.
Those are all solid. Like, so $25 will go a long way here.
You've got over 2 weeks to do it right now and collect your likes.
Yeah.
So
you don't fucking wait till the last day because you got to get likes on this thing too.
Yeah. People and here's social media works.
Here's the thing. Let me just ask you this. Do you like Mexican food?
Hey, man.
Do you like margaritas? Do you like free shit?
Yeah.
You just named
my three top things. Yeah. Three of my top things.
Get in this fucking place, take a selfie, put it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Win.
Take a selfie. Well, they took down the picture.
They took down Generalissimo in the bathroom door. They took down Pacho Villa.
There's a bunch of stuff in here you could take selfies with.
There's this awesome green cactus right there.
Yeah.
Neon cactus, man.
There's all sorts of stuff you could take selfies with up
Raul
in here.
Let you pose
and also,
with a tequila bottle up
honestly,
there.
Honestly, this place is really good.
Yeah.
So you need to come here anyway. You might as well take a selfie while you're enjoying while you're enjoying delicious food and margaritas. Just take a selfie. It's the easiest thing you'll do.
Exactly. So and you could win free food, like up to $100.
You should really cut this and put this at the beginning.
Bruh.
Well, no, this is for the loyal people to say to. No, we'll stick it. Well, that's fine. We're going to remind people on Facebook, and we'll share it and get it around. So
will we?
People, we'll
share. If I share it, I think that means I'm part of the contest and I'm no longer eligible
to win. Nah, Raul's good like that.
You give a fuck. We're all part of it.
Whatever. So anyway, this has been fun. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes. We haven't pimped our iTunes subscription.
I mean, if they're listening this long, they know.
No, not everybody knows,
iTunes, Stitcher.
iTunes, Stitcher. You know,
leave
like
a five-star review.
Yeah, five-star review.
If you don't
review.
Leave a five-star review, put both of my giant testicles in your mouth.
And
your non-steroid-using testicles.
And don't forget to check out Dork, D-O-R-Q-U-E, with Nick and James.
That's how you can tell, because my balls are meaty. And you know, James isn't listening now, because you know he tapped out somewhere during that first 2 minutes of needles and dicks.
All right, well, this has been fun. I'm Jeremy White.
I'm Mike Honore.
Nobody cares about sunny weather.
This has been the Red Shtick Podcast.
Stick around, folks.
Both balls in a mouth.
Oh, hadn't heard that joke 1,000 times.